when I had my other channel before YouTube shut it down because I said the C word. I was just decoding the word, you know, the CO and the V and the ID and the 19. I was decoding how it all points to the AI flesh mind. Anyway, I had people attacking me, saying stuff like, he's a follower of Carl Jung. And I thought, well, I don't even know who Carl Jung is. And then after I started the other channel, I started seeing some of the psychological games that the gaslighters play. The narcissist, some of Carl Jung's teachings showed up in the feed. So I started listening to him. Yeah, he's a psychologist. And I don't know if he believes the Bible or not, or he's dead now, but my point is, I started listening to his videos just to see what they were talking about. And yeah, his terminologies of the world, but he has some good points about the hidden things that people they're not self-aware, they're not paying attention to their inner man. And these people were supposedly Christian, but they were legalists, right? And so these legalists, they try to get you to be spiritual under rules and laws. It's just like the cult. But they never look at the inside. They never look at themselves. They always project it out to somebody else. And so he's actually saying the same thing. He decoded it down, studying these people, how, you know, he'll use the empath. This one video was, he used the empath and the gaslighter, and he said the empath actually learns how to stand in their power to embody truth by way of going through the furnace, the fiery furnace, right? So the Pharaoh, the gaslighters, these are all archetypes of the Pharaoh, you know, the legalist, the dictator, the ones who want to be in top dog, in charge, in control, right? These are the tormentors and the ones that think they're better than everybody else, you know, the elite. And so they've gaslighted themselves, but they're also trying to gaslight you to believe that they're some kind of god or goddess or queen bee or something like that. So Jezebel is the same archetype, and that Jezebel spirit is off the roof, and it's Babylon. So you see it culminate. You see the Jezebel spirit start in Genesis 3 with Eve believing a lie, a fake reality bubble. The gaslighter tries to create a fake reality bubble, and then you see it culminate in Revelation, Babylon and the tribulation, the beast Therion, the harlot riding the beast, Revelation 18, and the Therion, the beast, the AI beast, you know. So that AI, Therion beast, Therion, that beast picture, that Antichrist beast figure, is a culmination as well. And then he talks about when you face your own shadows or your own illusions or triggers or whatever you want to call it, you face your own gaslighting that you gaslit yourself. And it all probably started in your childhood. He said, so what I do is I take Carl Jung's teachings and I go and try to find out where it lines up with the scripture and where it doesn't. And then I filter it out with the scripture, you know. I do that with everybody. But he says, it, that fake reality that the gaslighter's trying to throw on you is actually a reflection of you believing the lies. Because once you step out of the gaslighting, that you gaslit yourself and you embody the truth, even the gaslighter just becomes a joke, you know. They're just embodying that archetype of the Pharaoh, the legalist, the Jezebel. And then when you step out of that fake reality and you see them as the embodiment of that archetype of that dictator slash abuser slash whatever word you want to throw in there, they're actually, if they go to the nth degree, they're sadistic, they're sadist. And so that sadist if it's not resisted, it'll go so crazy it'll start killing people and justifying it, you know. Just like Israel and Judah, they justify themselves. The justification of evil is also ignoring your own, ignoring the evil that's in you, you know. Yeah, somebody did evil. The Bible says don't repay evil for evil. Yeah, they did evil towards you, but in order to step into the true reality, you know. You know for a fact that the universe is based on truth because it's God's universe. And when they step into evil, they want you to be a copy of them. And when you refuse to copy them and you stay in the truth, it backfires on them. They were just planning and gambling that you would be like them and become a flying monkey of lies, you know. And then when you don't step into that flying monkey role and you embody truth and they're embodying lies, it has to backfire on them and it has to destroy them eventually. They will try to find other flying monkeys, but eventually they run out of supply. So there's a lot of truth in a lot of these psychologists who dig deep into the psyche. Because everything is an archetype of the storyline of the scripture, and the scripture actually is showing you yourself. It's not really about other people, but the other people bring out what needs to be brought out, you know. Other people bring out or reveal what's really going on the inside. And that holographic projection, once you stop allowing these people to cross your boundaries and disrespect you and all that, and you call them out for their lies. See, when you were a child, you were surrounded by gaslighters and you either stood for the truth and suffered some pain, or you compromised what you knew to be right and you got some kudos for believing the lies around you, you know. So suffering that pain is actually your path to freedom, because you prove to yourself, to God, the universe, that you want truth, even if you have to look at yourself and face off with your own lies, is really what that is. Why you letting them disrespect you, you know? Because you're believing some kind of lie that you don't deserve respect. Every human being deserves respect, you know? That's why you notice nowadays the police, when they go to arrest somebody, they've got a camera on, they're being kind, and they're showing respect. Even to the murderers, they show them respect and throw them in jail, you know. They caught them. They've been caught. Everything's being revealed, people. Everything's being revealed.